Yeah, sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and we're holding hands.
What?
What?
Blech. Boo. Sick. So grossed out.
This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
All right, it's Tuesday. Welcome to the After Party, people. All right, 402-915-0962. That's how you get to us. You can shoot us a text, or you can hit us up at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Let's take care of business first. We got Rascal Flatts in town at the CHI on Saturday. All right, and we have a pair of tickets for you. So this is anybody can get these tickets. All right, you just got to get the keyword. This today we're giving you the bonus keyword for tuning into the After Party. By the way, spread the word, too. Don't forget to keep doing that, because there are a lot of people that aren't familiar with the fact that Molly and I are on a podcast now. A buddy of mine, Joe, he does hair, and he had a client that didn't even know. She was complaining.
Oh, really?
About the, yeah, she was just complaining that there wasn't a that we weren't on radio anymore. Oh. And he said, well, they have a podcast now. She's and like, so she downloaded it right there.
Perfect.
Yeah. So it's Joe Poff, by the way. You got to check him out. He's great at hair. That's where Wyling goes as well.
Does he do your hair?
He does my hair very good.
He's like, please don't tell people I do your hair.
I have no hair. Yeah. But all right. The keyword to get into this Rascal Flatts show is bonus.
Bonus.
B-O-N-U-S. Bonus.
Bonus. Like, right, this is left. A bonus episode of the Big Party Show.
That's right. All right, we left the Cheez-It conversation over on the Big Party Show, and I rolled over, you know, to Facebook, and before we jumped on here, just and I noticed, hey, what is this? Who is this person commenting? And it's someone. I said, geez, save a box for everyone else. It's the lady that's holding like seven. She has a bunch of boxes.
Just for people to know.
A ton of boxes.
A ton of boxes. Just for people to know, they're gluten-free Cheez-It boxes that are now on sale. And Party has gone everywhere to find them for the Sweet Wylene.
And they're gone. Yeah. And they're gone. And some, I mean, this is how crazy it is, Molly, because first of all, I don't eat Cheez-Its, right? I haven't. It's been a while.
Me neither.
So when you go to the aisle, Cheez-Its, you would think they own a whole aisle. They have more flavors than anything I've ever even known of.
Yeah, different size, like different, like they've got like triangles now. They've got all sorts of stuff.
They got like honey and I mean, you name it. They got a different flavor, not just this added to it. And this one person said they ended up finding a box. It's been 24 years since they've had them. And then she said, still not a fan. So maybe... you're either a Cheez-It or not a Cheez-It, right? You're, you know, like those Cheez-It commercials. That's that big wheel of, what are those called? Big world thing of cheese. But anyway, I said save a box for someone else. And I got a bunch of likes on that because I think everybody's in the same position as I am. And some lady responded, I can't find him anywhere. People are just greedily overbuying. And then some awful person said, hey, you, to this person that responded to me, said, we've waited years for something like this. Maybe go early in the morning. Don't complain on Facebook. Do what we all had to do. Wait, search, and buy. Entitlement.
Oh.
Don't make me go back on that one.
Shots fired.
That was at her. She didn't fire it back at me because I wasn't screaming. I just said, save a box
I understand,
for someone
but like,
else.
Still, it's stuff's heating up in the comments. Stuff's getting real. People are like, excuse me, say what now? Entitlement? Oh, they're cracking their knuckles like, here we go. Keyboard is about to blow up.
Yeah. So I'll end up getting them. And you know what? I'll get
hashtag
them.
Hashtag goals.
Yes. I'm just going to end up ordering them, I think. I think I'm just going to end up ordering them.
Yeah,
just
have save them yourself it. The driving all over town and the aggravation and just, if you can, order them. You know, like, I mean, why not?
That's the plan. Amazon's starting to do ordering, by the way.
Grocery store ordering?
Yeah, grocery store. Mm-hmm. They're talking one day. They're talking fresh produce. I don't know how this works.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems weird. Doesn't that seem bizarre that you're, I mean, they're not going to go to a grocery store. They're going to, like you said, they're going to, they'll probably
have it in a warehouse somewhere. I don't think I would give, I don't think I would give Amazon that business. Like I would rather go to like an Instacart or like a GoPuff or something like that. That's buying from a local grocery store. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I know that it's the extra step, but that's, I, you know, it's staying somewhat local. Like it's somebody's grocery store. It's Hy-Vee or wherever. As opposed to just buying out of a Amazon warehouse, they get enough of our money.
I agree. They're doing this, Molly. They're testing out a 30-minute or less delivery on milk, eggs, fresh produce, and electronics. So it's like a Walmart.
I would like a Kindle and a gallon of milk.
Yeah.
And a
less than 30 minutes. How does that even work? One banana. I guess you could order one banana. Ooh, mm-hmm. That would be fun. I tried to become an Instacart person because I love grocery stores. I love shopping. That's the reason why I never have it ordered. But there's like a waiting list in Omaha. Maybe to do it?
Oh, really? Yeah. Like it's that demand of a job?
I guess. I always see people shopping at grocery stores, but they're just for pickup, right? Do you do pickup? Have you ever done pickup? I've never done pickup.
It's been a while. During COVID, I did pickup. But I haven't done it. And they always try to push you to do it. Like there's always, so I go to Jewel here in Chicago.
Yeah.
And then I also go to Mariano's. And so one of the things is that I've got the app so you can do digital coupons and things like that. And they're always pushing. They're like $20 off of an order of 100 if you do pickup or delivery.
God, why wouldn't we do that?
I don't know. I never do it. And I'm thinking to myself, why wouldn't I just go ahead and get the $20 discount on? I wouldn't necessarily order produce because it's like, I just
don't. That's a different deal. I am with you.
I wouldn't order meat. I wouldn't order produce. But if I were doing something where I was doing my big shop where it was like, I need milk, I need eggs, I need macaroni and cheese, pasta, soup, coffee, that kind of stuff. Things that are not necessarily like, how does that look? How does it feel? Is it ripe? Is it too fatty of a piece of meat? That stuff I don't necessarily trust.
I know.
But if I were going to like order booze and stuff, why not?
Yeah, I guess I've had booze delivered before, but that's about it. I haven't done anything else. And Wiley wants to, but then that takes away my activities.
You're like, I need things to do in the day. Don't take that away from me. It's one of the few things that gets me out of the house. She's like, well, that's sad, but also accurate. So, okay.
Exactly.
You know me. I go to the store every day.
Yeah, so do I, if I can help it. I mean, the other day I went and got, I ran to Sam's Club. And I had to grab some stuff real quick, right? And because Wileen has smoothies every morning that I make for her.
Yeah, you make her.
Makeshift
your
barista,
little cafe.
My little cafe. And I thought to myself, well, that bag is almost, it's like half full. I'm like, well, I need to just grab another bag. And I decided not to because I wanted to come back to the store. How insane is that?
Like,
I'm like, all right, I need to come back eventually anyway. I'll just come back for that reason. And then I can get other stuff. And that's what, I'm the same as you. If I can go to the store every day, I would. I absolutely would. Target's been the one lately, though.
I can't tell you the last time I was in Target.
They have a good produce. I'm happy with their produce. And everything, I'm not saying everyone's not clean. It's just a clean place.
Okay.
The one I go to. And it's not like the other ones aren't clean. It's just, it's a different thing because they don't have a whole lot of stuff crammed everywhere, you know? Does that make sense?
There's space. Yeah. Okay.
There's space.
You don't feel like, all right.
To move. Yeah.
I don't do a lot of grocery shopping at Target. Every once in a while, I'll grab something because they'll do.
Yeah.
They discount meat pretty regularly.
Okay.
And so I'll swing by the chicken and they'll have like 50% off and I'll grab some, you know, and that kind of stuff. I love getting the discounted meat where it's like, make it that day.
I'm like, oh,
perfect.
God. Yeah.
Done and done.
I do too. Absolutely. What's going on with your kitchen, by the way? You having some kitchen
issues?
What's up with that?
So our oven has decided to just malfunction, and it's inconsistent. Like it's possessed. So there are days that it works and then there are days that it doesn't. So I called in to get it serviced from like the place that we bought it from. They have a service department.
Is it gas? Is it gas or electric? Okay. All right.
And so they, of course, it's like going to the doctor. Like the minute you call that service person, bing, it's like working like a charm. Like nothing's weird. Nothing is acting up. And it's one of those smart ovens. So that's the thing that irks me is the fact that it's a motherboard issue. Like it has nothing, like there's nothing wrong with the hardware of the actual of the oven. Thing. It's all the software. It's like whatever circuit is
did
not.
Did the guy come yet?
So he came.
Okay.
And he's like, there's nothing wrong. Like he did the diagnostic and it's saying, and I'm like, I'm telling you, it's broken. Like there's something wrong with it. So he's about ready to leave. And I'm like, let's just fire it up one more time. And we do. And then it does what it does, where you'll set, like, let's say you want to set it for 350 and it's heating up and it just stops at 260. Really? It just won't heat at any more past 260. And it just stays there. And I was like, ha-ha! There, see, it's doing it.
So what
like,
did he?
Oh, because he almost left and he's like, I can't find anything. And these service, this is $265 for this guy to come out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, find something, anything. I'm not spending $265 for you to be like, it's fine. Like if it were fine, I wouldn't have you here. It's obviously not. So whatever he did to it, he didn't have the motherboard. So he's like, we'll order the part. We'll come back this week. And I was like, is that another service charge? He's like, no, it's included. All you have to do is pay for the part, but like, you don't have to pay for another service visit. And I was like, all right, great. But he did something to it. And now the fan won't stop running. So it's just this.
It's like on convection. Convection.
Yes.
Stuck on.
Even though the oven's not on, the fan is just running. So it's constantly running. So like if you're in the kitchen, you just hear this fan
running. God, that's unsettling.
For like 2 days. I'm like, oh my God.
So did you want, let me ask you this. Did you unplug it and plug it back in? Mm-hmm. You did all that. Cause mine did something similar, but it just wouldn't work. And I'm like, great. I need to get a whole new thing. And I just unplugged it from the wall and let it sit. And then I plugged it back in and then it ended up working again. So it just reset it somehow. So, okay.
And that's the thing. It did. But the problem is that there's something wrong with the motherboard. So even though it resets it, it eventually short circuits again to whatever is wrong with it. Like it may reset it, but it's not a permanent fix. And we, you know, we're not somebody who doesn't use an oven. We use the oven like every day. And we've got a dinner party coming up. And I'm not about to be like, who wants soup?
I would. I want soup.
Our oven's not working. So I was just going to go ahead and make pasta.
Party? Ooh. You should make a lasagna party. Just have a giant thing
of
lasagna.
You have to bake lasagna.
Oh, you're right. Okay, never mind. I'm hungry, I guess, but okay.
No, so anything that I want to make usually like requires, I mean, I could do stovetop, but I would rather not. Like I'd like to get a nice piece of meat and roast it and have that kind of stuff. So we really need to get this fixed. So I'm hoping that with this new, but it's so frustrating because now it's completely, so we're using the toaster oven and the toaster oven, we're like keep scorching the kids' food. Like we made breadsticks the other day and the kids are like, well, these are pretty toasty because you're so used to, you know, you're so used to how your oven operates that you just set it and forget it. You're like, oh, it always takes 5 minutes, like whatever. Well, the toaster oven works really well and 5 minutes really gets things well done.
Oh, absolutely. All right. So they got to come back and fix that thing before your deal. Isn't that a racket? You should just, I mean, I guess if you know how
to
do, you
know
how to do it.
The guy was so nice.
Yeah.
The guy was really, really nice. And I mean, but my thing is like, you know, it was after about 15 minutes, he was ready to call it a day. He was like, not seeing it. I'm like, I did not spend $265. Like I get at least a half an hour. Like, let's kick the tires on this a little bit more. And he's
I hate those. Molly, one time in the basement, there was a faucet that was leaking. One of the ones with the turn handle, you know, like you would have outside. It was leaking and I was nervous that something was going to happen. It was just like the handle was going to pop off. This guy, you know, I call this guy up and he's like, all right, but it's like $150 for me to walk in your door. Yeah. I'm like, cool, you got to fix it. I don't know what I'm doing. He goes down there. He was there maybe 5 minutes and he takes a screwdriver and tightens that handle down. And I had to give him $150. He apologizes. Like, I don't know. I can't. I mean, that's just the deal. So I hate service calls. That bothers me even knowing.
I was like, you're not leaving yet.
Yeah.
We still have a couple more tricks to try for this oven to show you its true colors, that it's not behaving. Like, it's like all of a sudden, like the oven's like, I'm good. You're like, no, you're not. The minute this guy leaves, you're going to start throwing a tantrum. So don't act like, and I mean, that was the thing, is like 15 minutes. I'm like, you can act good for 15 minutes, but let's try 30. And then now all of a sudden it's like, ah, I can't heat up. I can't do it. You're like, there you are. That's the real you. This is the reason I spent all this money, because you are a jerk.
If you didn't, if you let him leave, you'd have to pay another guy.
That guy wasn't leaving after 15 minutes. I was like, we will try every setting. Let's try convection roast, convection bake, warm, proofing. I mean,
so what did, why is the fan still running? That is insane.
I don't know. And I can't get it to stop. I keep trying. I keep like turning it on and turning it off, hoping that that like just makes it stop. And it doesn't. I don't know what, I don't know why. But it needs to stop. It's just this noise that's in the kitchen. And we spend all of our time in the kitchen, because the kitchen's also like kind of like the family room. Like, we've got a TV in there and that's where we all
hang out. That's where you guys gather.
Out.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So it's just a noise constantly going.
It would drive me crazy. I saw there was something with Harry Styles. What's coming up with that young man? I hear he's got an album coming out and going on tour.
Yes.
And going on tour.
I cannot wait. So coming up in March, Harry Styles. Oh, everybody.
Is that the
like,
album release is in March? Or is that the tour start?
No, that's the album release. He's not going to tour just yet. No, he's got this new album coming out. Everybody is so excited about it. He's been quiet for forever. Four years. Kiss 4 years. All the Time, Disco Occasionally.
Ooh. One more time with that. What's the name
of
the title?
Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally.
Disco Occasionally.
Yep. Fourth studio album coming out March 6th. Bring it. Harry's House came out in 2022. There were so many hits on that.
That's Watermelon Sugar, right? That's Watermelon Sugar.
Watermelon
he's only
Sugar.
Had three albums since he's split up with One Direction. That's it, huh? That's how prolific. That's how many hits he's able to do.
That last album was like, what? There were like four or five hits. I mean,
yeah.
There were
he doesn't
so many
have
singles.
To keep going. He's not doing the Taylor Swift way where she's just a machine.
He won Album of the Year in 2026. He got the Grammy. I mean, and that was like the hottest ticket as far as a tour goes. I wish I could have seen him on tour. That looked like a really, really fun show. So
the outfits that he can pull off. I mean, good God. I mean,
he's
I don't
great
even.
Great style. Harry Styles has got great style.
No, that's great style. It's almost clownish.
Oh, he looks fantastic. My husband.
He's wearing a jumpsuit with all these stripes on it on some of them. It's just, and they're super skin tight, and it's like a clown.
So 12 tracks.
Okay.
We're going to have 12 hits to listen to.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead. I bet you can go on Apple or whatever and go ahead and pre-order. Select. I am so excited. I can't wait to hear what he's been up to. He's been really quiet.
4 years. I know he dated those celebrities.
Olivia Wilde. That was the big one.
Yeah. Olivia Wilde. And another one. I can't remember.
I think he's dating Zoe Kravitz, but I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, that was the last thing. They're holding hands and stuff like he's a hand holder. He's always holding hands. Women love
that,
guys.
Are you and Wylene hand holders?
Yeah, we held hands. We went to the hockey game the other day. held hands, so damn cold, walking.
Wait, you held hands like just walking around?
Yeah, we do that sometimes. Yeah, sometimes I wake up and in the middle of the night and we're holding hands.
What?
What?
Boo. Sick. So grossed out.
Why are you grossed out? We hold hands. We're hand
holders.
Sometimes
we wake up in the middle of the night and we're just holding hands. Peter would be so alarmed. Peter would be like, are you okay? Be like, I'm having a cardiac episode. Squeeze. If Peter woke up with us holding hands, I think he would flip out. Really? First of all, that would mean I was on his side of the bed. You'd be like, what are you doing over here?
Yeah, we hold hands sometimes. We still got that spark that we're able to hold hands. I'd be worried if we never did hold hands. I'd be like, what's going on? You know, I wouldn't know what was going on. But yeah,
I'm
we
not
hold
a
hand
holder.
Sometimes. I can't imagine you. I can see you not being a hand holder for some reason. Is it because your hands are sweaty then? Or what are you self-conscious about?
Your
sweaty
hands?
Why
you got to touch me? Like,
it's called affection.
Stay in your lane. That's fine. You can like.
You don't like to hold hands. Okay. I was just going to say that guys out there, if you want to, you know, tips.
Every once in a while, I'll try it. Every once in a while, I'll be like, hey, and like put my hand in his. And I'm like, nope.
Yeah. Okay. So what about this? This scenario, let's play this scenario. What about first date and you're after your dinner or whatever, you're walking somewhere and you just put your hand in her hand or his hand. What do you think of that?
Terrifying.
Well,
that
okay. That's
last
not-
date. Yeah. I'd be like, why are you trying to hold my hand? We've been like with each other for 4 minutes.
I think some girls would like that, to be honest with you. I think the majority of women like to have their hands held. Especially if you've been married a while, you should, you know, re-deliver.
He knows
that.
I like him. I don't have anything to prove.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, sometimes in the middle of the night, I wake up and.
Why do we have to be so demonstrative holding hands? It makes everybody uncomfortable.
Hey, you know who loves to hold hands? It's Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
they hold hands all the time. She's a total hand holder.
Yeah, she is.
Total hand holder.
He is too, though. I could never date him. I could never date her because they'd be like, let's hold hands. I'd be like, all right, but.
They hold hands all the time.
Just this one time, okay? I think we can walk into the restaurant separate.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Together. Like, we're together. But we're not touching.
Uh-huh. Well, you know who's not going on tour anytime soon? It's Taylor. She's family mode now. She's going to get married. She's going to get married and on top of a mountain.
Yeah, with a unicorn. And have 1,700 of my best friends as bridesmaids. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Good for her.
She's
going to
have
waiting. Babies.
Yeah.
Talk
she's
about a girl who's like, I want to get married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's been waiting for this moment and for children. I mean, Travis is a big family man. He's his family, you know, his brother's got all those kids. And I didn't even realize that Taylor Swift even had a brother until I watched that Taylor Swift show.
Really? You didn't know that?
No.
No one talks
about him. Yeah, he totally is just a regular guy. Mm-hmm. But no one talks about him or brings him up.
I think it's just because, I mean, why? You know what I mean? Like, there's no
why.
Well,
I mean, come on, hey.
Like, who brings up
your family life?
No, but I mean, But I have a sister, but I don't talk about her all the time. I mean, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of one of those things where, especially because they're not in the industry, like, what's there to talk about? Like, he's an accountant. Okay, fascinating. Does he hold hands with his wife?
Well, they're going to be having babies and they're probably going to be super babies, even though I hope they are not normal babies.
I would love it if they were just 100% B average kids, just nothing to write home about, nothing bad. Just
like his, like
the
his
kid
brother.
Who's like, who's just like, I mean, does he play football? Freshman football. I mean,
yeah,
doesn't everybody?
Maybe. No, like I think if I had my, I mean, if when I mean norm, I'm talking about the it's a boy and a girl. We'll say it's that. Mm-hmm. and the boy has no singing ability. Mm-hmm. Terrible pitch. He's uncoordinated. Mm-hmm. I mean, he can't run. He's slow, and he's not tall. He's like super short.
Well, this isn't average. I mean, now you're just piling on. I'm talking about a kid that's where average. It's like, I'm talking about a kid who anybody else, it would be, they're fine. Like, they're not really sporty. They do their own thing. They like music, but they're not musical. I mean, you have such expectations when your parents are Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce that these kids are just going to be these super phenom. So I just love the fact that they would just be I mean, maybe in the school play, you know, but like nothing too nutty. Just that kid that's just there.
Like her brother.
Most likely to just be there.
Like her brother. Just like you said.
Yes. Like brother Swift, who's just like, I'm just a guy.
I want to know what he's doing. I really do. I want to know. By the way, I just want to move on from Taylor Swift. If she's going to take a break, we're going to take a break too.
Okay.
But the 2016 challenge, I don't know are you familiar?
No, what is it?
It's all these celebrities are taking a photo from 2016 and posting it.
Oh.
Yeah, I look back and I don't look any different than I did. That's 10 years ago.
Really? That's awfully generous of you. You're like, I look the exact same. I'm just ageless. 10 years is just a blink and I don't look any different. Really?
I'm telling you.
Let's see the photo and have the public decide.
Okay. Do you even have any? I thought of you because I'm like, you don't even take photos of yourself. Can you Mm-mm. go back on your phone and find a photo in the year of 2016?
I mean, I'm sure there's probably some like family photo or something.
I'm telling you, I don't look different. I will post it. One from it. Of course, you're going to post the greatest photo ever if you do that.
No, I mean, I would have to do some deep cuts. I don't think I have a 2016 photo on my phone. I could go to Facebook. I could probably find something on Facebook from 2016. But
yeah, I look the same. Wylene looks the same. We're just ageless. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's our diet.
You need to obviously have your glasses reevaluated.
I already did.
The exact same. You're like, what filter were you using?
Never use filters. I never do. I'm looking in it and then I look at, I'll post it. And you probably do have it on your phone. You do. I mean, I have like 5,000 photos. Let me look on
Facebook. I mean, that would be the only thing. I didn't have an iPhone in 2016.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
That's why I'm saying I probably don't have one on my phone. But you know, Facebook is its own little time machine. So I could probably go there. And see. But yeah, I mean,
I gotta have a photo of you. Maybe I have a photo of you.
I was gonna say, you might have a photo. I'm not usually pretty good at having my own photos.
No, you're not. You're actually bad at that.
Are you trying
to get better at that for the kids? So
for the children.
I mean, when you
Oh, I look totally different.
Do you see yourself? Okay.
I think so.
Okay. We should post it. Let's just send
Mara's,
it to me.
It's Mara's like kindergarten graduation. I think that would be 2016.
Okay.
Let me see. No, that's 2018. Oh my God.
Okay. You got two more years to go.
Yeah,
it feels different
in
18.
They're like, oh my God. They're like, you are going to be.
That's the beauty about me is that hair. I don't have hair. So I wear a hat.
Right. Well, that's why you
too. So
that's 2017. Really got to go back.
I'm looking at 2016 and I just don't think I look any different. I look fat. I mean, I'm fatter than back then.
Huh.
What is
shocker.
Yeah. That's why Wylene holds my hand.
That's when she holds your hand. I mean, this is wild. I got a lot from 2017.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's see.
You don't
this
know.
Is 2016. I still am at 2017. This is bananas.
It's weird to go all the way back.
I found 2016.
Okay. Because I can go all the way back to, God, 2012. And it's funny. The very first photo,
Mm-hmm.
You look very different.
I'm sure.
I do not.
I've had two children. It does a number on you. Same. Yeah, I mean, 2016, I look pretty good. Do I look that good now? No, I do not.
Yeah, you do. You look great.
I'm looking at a picture from my sister's bachelorette party.
Okay.
And I look like I just am, I'm well rested. Look excited to be there. Present.
Yeah.
All the things that I don't feel like I would be today. I'd be like, really? We're going out?
Uh huh.
You want to hold my hand? Boo.
So everybody post their 2016 picture. I don't know. Maybe it's to make you feel, but I don't even know why, to be honest with you. I suppose I could look it up, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to bitch about it.
Don't do it. I love the fact that you're like, I look the exact same.
I do. I can do a current. I'll do a photo from today and then a photo from 2016 and I'll post them both.
Okay.
Okay. And that's what I was saying is that, I mean, the difference would be probably glasses.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I don't have a lot of wrinkles and stuff. My skin didn't crack. So, come on.
You've got wrinkles.
Don't make sure you've sound got like an old man.
You laugh like you've got like crow's
feet. They're the same ones. Yeah, they're the. I'm they're fortunate, deeper. Is what I'm saying. They're deeper.
Tell yourself whatever you want to hear.
Okay, we have been working together for you know, two decades. So yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. This picture, I don't have my glasses on. I mean, I was wearing glasses in 2016, but I must have taken them off for the photo.
Okay.
Just been feeling real cute that day. Real sassy. Oh, here's one from the, oh my gosh, that looks, yeah, look at that.
Seen it fun going back.
Yeah, it's this is from the World back. Series when I went with my friend Johanna to see the Cubs.
All right. I do Peter remember so that. Upset. Those are the things I remember. I know I was upset for Peter too.
I know. Peter's like, really? I'm like, I know.
Yeah, he went to the World Series and Peter didn't. And Peter's been a lifelong Cubs fan.
Boo.
You probably didn't even watch the game. You didn't eat a hot dog. You didn't drink a, I'm sure you drank
a
beer.
I did eat a hot dog. I had beers. I watched the game. You can't be there and not feel the magic.
All right, we're going to wrap this. All right, Wednesday, another podcast, the Big Party Show podcast. If you're getting confused, this is called the After Party on Tuesdays, every Tuesday. Wednesday, we're going to be giving you another keyword to win Rascal Flatt tickets. All right, so make sure you tune in. We'll give it to you, but have a good rest of your day, and we'll see you on Wednesday with the Big Party Show. Be yourself good.